Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about what makes a successful life. And I'm going to base these ideas on Bernard Roth's book, The Achievement Habit. Bernard Roth is a professor at Stanford University, and he's been there for 50 years teaching. His background is in engineering, and he founded their design school. He is currently running it to this day. I believe a man who has been around for that long has quite a few important ideas for all of us to learn from. One of the very important subjects that Bernard wrote about in his book had to do with the whole idea of how we seem to be thinking that we need to be a cog in society's wheel. That means we need to do something that will feed us, house us, pay the bills that we have, because it makes sense. Now, the professions, for example, or some kind of trade, to know that one can earn a living. However, there's this other thing that's like super important in life, in terms of our own contentment and happiness. And I have an example of a woman that I'm working with out in South Boston right now, who has a wonderful job. She earns a really good salary. She's able to take trips going to places she would really like to go visit. And for most people, this would feel like she's really lucky to have what she has, especially for those who are perhaps unemployed right now. But the truth is really this. The job takes a lot of her waking hours, and she feels compelled to bring work home with her a lot of the time. This has been interfering with her ability to do things that she really truly enjoys doing after work. And sometimes even before work, because she feels guilty because of the amount of work that she has sitting there waiting for her to get to at work. And yet, to have a truly balanced life, one needs to be able to take care of their physical health, their emotional health, their mental health, i.e. taking time off, and their spiritual health. And one of the things that we're working on right now is for her to figure out what it is that she really would like to make her life become. Because although she is okay in the job, she's feeling a little bit burnt out. And one doesn't really want to do a job when they feel burnt out. So we have to bring some life back into the job and into what it is that she's doing. This is kind of an example of what happens when we put the ladder against the wrong wall of the building, quote unquote. Because we're taught that we have to do certain things to succeed. But the truth of the matter is that if we get quiet and we really listen to our inner selves, we'll be able to understand what our life really is all about. And it's not so much about succeeding or failing at those things that we choose to do. It's a matter of giving ourselves a chance to truly live life to its fullest. Because that is what is going to help one make a successful life. It's not about settling. It's not about doing what you feel other people feel you should be doing. It's about doing what your heart and your soul is calling you to do. Now, I know that there's other people who feel like, well, that's a bunch of wishy-washy, wishful thinking. But I'll tell you this. I recall like it was yesterday. Although this is going back to the mid-90s when I was working as a home health aide, making very little money. As I was standing in front of the dryer in the laundry room of a subsidized apartment building, working hard to fold this queen-size set of fitted sheets with my short arms, and getting more and more frustrated, knowing that this particular client liked things done just so. And I knew that there was other things that I could be doing in this world than what I was doing. But I also realized that I needed to think outside the box to be able to create something that would really work for me, to give me control over my time, over my life, doing what mattered to me. And I'm going to invite you to do the same thing, because honestly, we only have one life. And to be sure, if you have children, have dreams and aspirations to make music or art, to write fiction books or whatever it is, please allow them the ability to do their best to make that happen for themselves. Because it is only when we do the things that really give us a sense of fulfillment and purpose that life is going to be lived to its fullest. Because in the end, we're all going to end up in the same place anyway, as Professor Roth puts it. So we may as well allow our kids to figure out what matters to them and allow them the chance to go work on it. Nothing is going to be lost, and so much will be gained for them having done so. Next principle that is very important is this thing called empathy. So many times people come to us to help with their problems, and yet, too often, we just jump to a conclusion that we know what's necessary. The only problem with that point of view is that until and unless we understand what the true problem is, it's going to be rather impossible to give them the help that they truly require. And I know in my practice this happens a lot. I had a young woman who I was working with just this past Monday, and her big issue was anxiety that had turned into panic attacks. So instead of giving her anxiety meds, which I'm not licensed to do, thank God, we had to actually do something that would help heal her. And in this case, it was about, well, first understanding that the idea that her older cousin had come to her when she was very young with his anxiety, and she would work really hard to giving advice and help him soothe it, that wasn't really where the problem began. The problem for her seemed to begin when she was listening to the adults in the household, in the house they used to live in, in a fairly hard neighborhood here in San Pedro where gangs hang out and have fights. Well, they were talking about shootings happening. And in her young mind, it made her feel very unsafe. And so this is where the anxiety seems to have begun. So that was the issue that really needed to be cleared. The next idea that he had was this whole idea of trying versus doing. Now, Professor Roth is okay with people trying things. However, we need to be really honest about whether we're going to try to do something and at the very first impasse give up on it, or if we're going to do things. And he used the example of being on sabbatical and deciding to write a book, and what he needed to do was put his butt in the chair, his words, not mine, from the hours of 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. for 3 full months to get that book into the first draft. So be mindful of whether you're trying to do something, which isn't really as important as what you maybe thought it might have been, or if you're actually going to do something and be industrious and get the thing done regardless of any of the challenges that may be necessary to overcome to get that thing done. He also mentioned that doing is a very powerful state of being. So do the things that matter to you. Recognize that failing is a part of life. There are many people who failed many, many times over again before they were able to succeed. Steve Jobs tried many things before he found success, and Oprah was fired from her newscaster job and was placed into a position where she started doing a talk show, and that's how she began her talk show career. It is okay to fail at things because new opportunities can arise right around the door. And it is through the failing of things that you can iterate to do better the next time around. And in fact, that is the process that needs to always be thought of. It is putting something together, putting it out there in the world, getting the criticisms, which could otherwise be seen as advice, to iterate something into a better form so it works better. If one is not failing, then one is not really doing anything of any real merit in this life. Because it's through failure that we create wonderful things, very wonderful opportunities for ourselves. And that is how one can make a successful life. Being at cause. And what Professor Roth means by being at cause is that if you see something that needs to be done, whether or not it falls under your job description, or if you're sharing a residence with somebody, you go ahead and you get the thing done. Because blaming another person is never going to get that thing done. But taking it upon yourself, well, you can feel good that you did the thing, and you're going to get the great feelings that are had when you do the thing that needed to get done. Professor Roth used the example of a plane ride through China where the windows were so filthy he couldn't see through. And he asked the conductors of the train to do something about it, and no one did. So he took it upon himself to find a pail of water, and he cleaned the windows. And in so doing, he was able to actually see out the windows on this very long journey he had in China. It was much better than being angry about a situation that he was being at effect with, meaning blaming others for not getting that thing done. I want you to think of all the times that you blame others for not getting things done that you could very easily do for yourself, and in so doing, feel a whole lot better about the situation at hand. I bet there's millions of them if you were to think about it, even for a few moments. And the last idea that I'd like to share with you is this whole idea of reasons. Professor Roth says that reasons are bullshit. Yes, that is the phrase he uses. Because we can come up with reasons for a lot of things that we do. However, as he mentioned, our minds are very complicated in terms of how they work. There's so many things going on all at one time. We have these habits that we create that get in the way of many things and create reasons, or I would call them rationalizations or excuses, as to why we couldn't do the things that we needed to do. So dump your reasons, because it doesn't really matter anyway. I mean, think about it this way. If you were expecting someone to do something in a timely fashion and they came up to you with all the reasons, i.e. excuses, would you really care? Most likely not. So why don't you be real with yourself and stop coming up with reasons for why you don't do the things you know you need to do, and just get to doing those things that will make your life a whole lot better, allowing you to live a successful life. I hope you found these ideas to be helpful, and please do let me know at suzanne@dawningvisions.com. And by the way, Dawning Visions Hypnosis has been around since 2002. And the website is really quite huge, encyclopedic in volume at this point. So I invite you to go over to dawningvisions.com, DAWNING, V as in Victor, IS as in Sam, IONS.com, and check it out. And while you're checking it out, why don't you sign up for the free book and the newsletter, which is really the web blogs that go out weekly, and you'll get notice of when the podcasts come out so that you can listen to the ones that you may find viable for yourself. There's also a contact sheet on there, so if you'd like to investigate whether or not hypnosis might be something that could help you out, by all means, go over and hit the link and fill it out. And I'd be more than happy to spend a half hour or so with you to explore what's going on with you. So, with that said, I thank you for taking your time to listen to this podcast. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.